All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
And but I do want to tell you one more time that the fireworks and the laser show will start sharp at 8 o'clock.
We asked you what that was and where you think we recorded it. KALW's Sandhya Dirks brings us the answer.
The first thing you encounter when you enter into the Alameda County Fairgrounds is music. Lots and lots of music. There are booths selling Indian clothes, salwar kameez and saris and jewelry, everything in bright colors, purples and red, and of course, saffron orange and monsoon green, the signature colors of India. There's face painting and henna painting. Kids are running around on the open grass. And there's two main stages where people dance and listen to music. This is Diwali, India's biggest festival, and there's a lot going on. I'll let my mother, Leela Wood, explain.
This is sort of the culmination of the festival season.
Diwali.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the end of all the festivals.
Yeah, it's a festival. It's like a New Year's festival. It's a festival of light and beginnings and auspiciousness.
That word, auspiciousness, it's probably a pretty fair giveaway that my mom didn't grow up here. She was born in Bombay, now Mumbai, and she's been back in India for a while now. But this month, she's visiting me. Poor mom. All she wants to do is eat burgers and watch American TV. And I've brought her here to watch a small parade of South Asians in costume, chanting and pushing around statues of gods and goddesses on elaborate platforms, round and round.
So they're basically just going around in circles?
But that's India. We go around in circles.
Diwali marks the end of the circle of the year, the finish and rebirth of a cycle of festivals celebrating gods and goddesses from Ram to Kali to Ganesha. Diwali is quite literally the festival to end all festivals. Think New Year's plus the 4th of July multiplied by Bollywood.
But I do want to tell you one more time that the fireworks and the laser show will start sharp at 8 o'clock.
That's Ramesh Japra. He's the chairman of the Fremont Hindu Temple. It's also known as the Vedic Dharma Samaj, serving one of the largest populations of South Asians in the Bay Area. Back in India, there is a divine chaos to Diwali. The fireworks aren't timed or regulated. They are just everywhere.
Having the lights all over, having the fireworks, and in every home, you used to have it, but now here in America, because of this fire hazard and everything else, it's not possible to have these fireworks in our own homes, in our own backyard.
For the last 3 years, Japra has been responsible for recreating the divine chaos of Indian Diwali on the manicured lawns of the Alameda County Fairgrounds. He says the anarchic display of lights everywhere might not be replicated, but the message of Diwali remains the same.
So this is a victory of good over evil, and this is from darkness to light, and of course from ignorance to knowledge.
And for 12-year-old Arjun Aral?
Basically what it is the triumph of good over evil. You know, let's just say you're in a presidential race and you're supporting one candidate over another candidate, and that candidate is good, the other candidate is bad in your eyes. That's the triumph of good over evil. That's essentially what Diwali is. It's kind of like an election.
In the wake of the midterm elections, that might seem like a very American interpretation of the Festival of Lights. Aral lives in Dublin, but he says his heart belongs in India.
I was in India 2 years ago for Diwali. I wasn't here, and it was the best Diwali I've ever had in my life. I got to do fireworks. There are tons of sweets. That's probably the best part of it. Snacks and sweets, stuff that you don't get the rest of the year. You know, you can take the boy out of the country, you can't take the country out of the boy.
That's why so many Bay Area Indians are here to celebrate Diwali. The fireworks got rained out this year, but there's still music, dancing, and food. Which reminds me, it's time to get my favorite food, the crisp, wafer-thin pancake known as dosa.
Can I get a masala dosa?
Yeah, sure.
My mother begrudgingly joins me to eat the Indian food. For me, it's a special treat, conjuring the sense memories of my childhood. For Mom, she'd rather be eating a burger. What is rare for both of us is being together. We only see each other once a year, so we walk the fairgrounds, watch the dancing, and I listen to her stories of the Festival of Lights back home in India. Much superior, she says. This Diwali, the brightest light, is my mother's smile. In Pleasanton, I'm Sandhya Dirks for Cross Currents.
Thanks to KALW's Raja Shah for help with that story. Our winner this week is Henry Kernilowitz. Congratulations, Henry. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. And those t-shirts are cool, folks. You'll have another chance to win one next week when we play you one of our favorite audiograph sounds. It's a sound that nobody could figure out last time we played it. Ready for a sneak listen? Here we go. Ding!
Down on the yard.
Cookies on the tier, cookies.
$1 all on the line. $1 all on the line.
Strip down.
Ting, 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 ting.
Second tier, chow time.
5 minutes of lock up.
Ding. Ding. Ding.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next Thursday on Cross Currents. To find out more, head to our website, kalw.org, click on Audiograph. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.